Today is Masechet Kedushin Daf Nun Hey, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph, the top of the Amar Tanan Hossa. As we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis on the Beis, a machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda regarding if someone is Mekadosh and Isha with Hegdish. Ramei had said, "Bemezid Kedesh, Veshagig Loi Kedesh." The Bemezid works. B'shagig, it's not effective. Rabbi Yehuda held just the opposite. It's effective, b'shagig, not b'mezid. And as Rabbi Yochanan explained the machloikis says, when is me'ila? When does an item lose its category, status of hegdish? According to a mayor, it loses it when you moil b'mezid, and therefore somebody b'mezid used the hegdish item to affect the kedushin. It's considered that he used his own item. It's no longer Hegdish. B'shagig, it doesn't lose its status as Hegdish, unless, as we learned in the previous shiurim, the item is totally consumed, let's say it's eaten up. Clearly not the case in our Mishnah, where he gave her a coin of Hegdish, for example. And Yehuda learns that Hegdish, Moil the Hegdish, is B'shagig. That's why if someone is Mekadosh and Isha B'shagig with an item of Hegdish, it's considered that he used his own item. It's no longer a Hegdish object, and it's a valid Kedushin. On the other hand, if somebody was Moil B'Hegdish B'Mezid, it's still Hegdish, and therefore the Hegdish is not a valid Hegdish, because the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, because it's not my item. As we learned in the previous year, the Gemara said, as far as the Hegdish Machloikis, we follow the opinion of Yehuda. Why? Because the Rastam Mishnah corroborates Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And the way we begin today's shiur is that the Gemara is asking that how can we assume, or why do we assume, that there's a Stam Mishnah that follows the opinion of Yehuda, and that's why we follow that opinion, where there's another Mishnah that is a Stam Mishnah that seems to corroborate the opinion of Ramea. And as the Mefarshim explained, actually the Gemara could have begun by asking the question that very way. How could you say there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Here's a Stam Mishnah we're going to learn now that follows Ramea. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question in that very strong fashion? Explain the Mefarshim. Because the reason we're going to say that that's the Mishnah, it's Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, follows the opinion of Rav Meir, because it's based on Rav Oshia's explanation of that Mishnah. We can't say it's so obvious that there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, and we need to find and hear Rav Oshia's explanation. And that's why the Gemara doesn't ask it in such a strong fashion. But the Gemara will ask the question. Tanan Hoffman, there's a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. The Mishnah says, Behemish Nimtzus Mirushalayim Migdaleda. If a behemoth is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, that distance, and says the Mishnah further, and the same distance in any direction from Yerushalayim, we have to assume that the animal that was found is a carbon. Because most animals in Yerushalayim are kabonis. And again, as the Mefarshim explain, it's not just the most animals in Yerushalayim are kabonis. We have to assume that animals in Yerushalayim are kabonis. Because if it's just going to be a question, then we should follow Roiv. Most animals in the world are not kabonis. So it's not just a question of maybe, it's a question of certainly that the animals in Yerushalayim are kabonis. And since this is an area so very close to Yerushalayim, we have to assume that this is an animal that's, we have to be concerned that this is an animal that's a carbon. And again, to help us understand this concept, I saw the Rishonim ask, why shouldn't we be lenient with a Svek Sveka? We find this animal, firstly, who says the animal's from Yerushalayim? And number two, even if it's from Yerushalayim, who says it's a carbon? So some Rishonim answer, there's no question that it's from Yerushalayim. Since it's so close to Yerushalayim, we have to assume that's from Yerushalayim. But to take the answer, and this is what the Rishonim, other Rishonim say a little sharper, the question is it a carbon or not? Since we assume that this animal is from Yerushalayim, and animals from Yerushalayim are kabbalists. So if we find a male animal, we have to assume it's a carbon oila. If we find in the cave a female, zifchei shlamim, we have to assume it's a shlamim. I saw from Shamshon Fall Hirsch, why a carbon shlomim called zifchei shlomim? When you just said, like by oilus, it says zacharim oilus, but in the carbon it says shlomim. So he explains that shlomim, we know, are kabanas that are eaten. The owner of the carbon gets quite a big portion of the animal, and he has a limited time that he could eat it. Shnei yomim v'laylecha, 2 days and one night. So he invites a lot of people, family, friends, to come join him in the carbon. So we have zifchei. Zifchei, he says, represents a party. We have a lot of people joining and eating the carbon. Says the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So the question, ask the Gemara, Zacharim oilus v'dahava? Why are we assuming that we find a male that it's a carbon oila shlomim loyhava? And to understand the Gemara's question, a female animal can never be used as a carbon oiler. So if a female is found, I could assume it's a shlomim. We'll talk it on the days, maybe it's other carbonists, but it's certainly not a carbon oiler, because a carbon oiler can't be in the kavah. But a carbon shlomim could be a zacher. So why, ask the Gemara, when we find that male, are we quick to assume that it's an oiler, maybe it's a shlomim? Says Rabbi Isha, Amr Rabbi Isha, here I found this animal, and I want to bring the carbon on behalf of you who designated the animal and obviously lost the animal. And as the Rishonim point out, normally you bring your own carbon. I don't bring your carbon on your behalf, especially when you're not even aware that I'm doing it on your behalf. Here I have explained to Rishonim, you're very satisfied that I should do it. You lost the animal. You can't do anything with the animal, so that I'm prepared to do it on your behalf is very acceptable and very good. The way we have to say is that we find this animal, if it's a zocher, if it's a male, we have to be concerned it's an oiler. And obviously says Rav Oishia, this mission is following the opinion of Rameya. Dama Hegdish b'mezid mischalo. Hegdish, as we said at the introductory remarks, according to Rameya, if I deliberately take Hegdish and say and use it for my own purpose, it loses the status of Hegdish. And therefore, Rameya, this mission obviously follows the opinion of Rameya. And this requires a little more explanation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can never deliberately take something which is kadosh and make it into chulin. So how could the Gemara, how could the Mishnah suggest, Rabbi Yishia, say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I take this animal, which I'm assuming, as we said before, is a carbon, and I just make it into not a carbon. How can I do that? And just take the money, or according to Rabbi Yishia, take another animal and use it for carbon. It must be that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. And just like Rameya that says that you could do Me'ilah B'mezid, he obviously holds you could take this animal and deliberately make it into Chulin. So we have a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. Says the Gemara, we need to understand that Mishnah. We know there are two types of Hegdish. There's something that's called Kedusha Stamim. It itself is not going to be used for Hegdish. It's value. If I go and I magdish this table, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need a table. It's Kedusha Stamim, that the Hegdish could sell, the Gizbar could sell the table, and the money will belong to Hegdish. But sometimes we have Kedusha Saguf. Kedusha Saguf means, if I designate an animal that can be used as a carbon, I designate a vessel that can be used as a klisharis. Says the Gemara, we're finding an animal. The animal has Kedusha Saguf. That very animal could be carbon. Ask the Gemara, could somebody take that animal that has a Kedushas HaGuf and redeem it? Ask the Gemara, Kedushas HaGuf mean Mischalo? Could somebody take something that has a Kedushas HaGuf, this animal that's a carbon, and take away from the status of Hegdish? Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Moel Ach Moel Mekdoshin, if somebody performs Me'ilah with something that's Hegdish, you can't do Me'ilah again. Because the first act of Me'ilah removes the Hegdish status. The only time Me'ilah could be performed more than once is the behemah of a klishas tovad, because they have a Kedusha Saguf. And the Mishnah in Masechta Me'ilah explains itself. Ketzad, ha'yroichav agav behemah, if we have an animal that was designated as a carbon, so it has a Kedusha Saguf, and someone rides on that animal, So you obviously perform Me'ilah. You're not allowed to ride an animal of Hekdish for your own pleasure. And now, Bar Chaver V'Rachav, another person comes and rides on it again. Bar Chaver V'Rachav, and then a third individual does that. Kulam Ma'alu. Because it hasn't lost its status of Hekdish. Similarly, Ha'yashayitza B'Kayshah Zav, if there's a golden cup that belongs to Hekdish, and someone drinks from it, and then Bar Chaver V'Shasa, and then a second individual drinks from that cup, and then the chaver v'shasa, and then a third individual drinks from that cup, kulam ma'alu. So they all perform ilam. So the Gemara's question is, even if we're going to say that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya, who Rameya says that b'mezid is mila, and therefore when I find this carbon, I do have the ability to take it from Hegdish and make it chulin, and that's why I take the money, or I take another animal, and transfer the Kedusha to that animal, I still haven't accomplished anything. Because I can't take off Kedusha Saguf. It's interesting to note that I saw the Mefarshim use this concept of a mile ach mile, that once somebody was mile in something, it loses its status of Hegdish, and therefore is no longer susceptible to Mila, to answer a question in the Chumash. The Pasuk says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu confronts Adam HaRishon, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? So what does Adam HaRishon answer? Ha'isha shenasati imodi, the woman that you gave me to eat. So the first man asks, what kind of excuse is that? A Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, so you're going to find your wife to blame? So answer the Farshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the fruit of the Eitz Hadas is Kaidish. It's holy. You're not allowed to be mile in it. What did Chava do? She was mile in it. So Adam HaRishon said, ain't mile ach a mile. Once she was mile in it, it's no longer Kaidish. So when I ate it, I didn't do anything wrong. But what is the answer? Our Gemara. It had a Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf was saying, Mila is performed no matter how many people you have in the succession. And that's why his answer, his excuse, was a weak excuse. So the Gemara's question is, even if we go back to our Gemara, even if we're going to explain that that Mishnah Masechet Shkolim follows the opinion of Rameya, we're talking about an animal that has Kedushas HaGuf. If the animal has Kedushas HaGuf, how could he, the person finding it, trying to transfer the Kedusha work? Answers the Gemara, perhaps you'll say, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, this thing that something that has Kedushas HaGuf never loses its status of Kedush follows the opinion of Yehuda, Ha Rameya. And this, Rameya says that even Kedushas HaGuf can lose its status of Hegdish. Ask the Gemara, Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishal Rameya. Why can't we use Rabbi Yehuda's opinion to understand Rameya's opinion? Lav on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hegdish b'shoigig mischal. Rabbi Yehuda, as we said at the beginning of our shir, Mila is only possible b'shoigig, not b'mezid. However, when is Mila possible? The Kedushas HaGuf Lo Mischala. Only when the item that the person does meal with doesn't have a Kedushas HaGuf. If it's an item with a Kedushas HaGuf, it's not subject to Mila. So why don't we say the same as the Gemara Rameya Mami? Avagav. Yes, Rameya disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds the Hegdish Mezid Mischala. Mila is the Mezid, not the Shoigig. But that's still the basic concept that Rabbi Yehuda teaches us. That Kedushas HaGuf Lo Mischala, that Kedushas HaGuf always remains, should be a concept that's consistent both in Rameya's opinion and in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So how, even if we're going to explain, ask the Gemara, that Mishnah Masechet Shkolim is following the opinion of Rameya, if the animal has Kedushas HaGuf, how could it lose that Kedushas HaGuf? Says the Gemara, you can't use Rabbi Yehuda to understand Rameya. Because in Rameya, in Rabbi Yehuda, when is Mila? Mila is b'shoigig. So since it's b'shoigig, and the item that I'm being mile in has Kedushas HaGuf, it doesn't lose its status. However, according to Rameya, when does Mila take place? When I do it b'mezid. B'mezid, since I'm doing it deliberately, it makes no difference what kind of Kedusha it has. I know what I'm doing, and I'm deliberately doing it, Hasam, by Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know what I'm taking l'chulin, because Rabbi Yehuda, by definition, is only referring to a situation that's b'shagi. However, here, hocho kamechavin lafkin l'chulin, I'm intending to take it off the chulin, and therefore, even kedushas aguf, I could take off the hekdesh. So now the Gemara has, at this point, successfully defended Rabbi Oshia's definition, explanation of that Mishnah, that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. And even though it has Kedushas Aguf, Rameya, given that he holds that it's only that B'mezid, the situation is B'mezid, when you're dealing with a situation of B'mezid, when you're dealing with a situation of deliberate intention, it loses its Hegdish. And now, back to our original question, so we seem to have a Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, Mesach Tishkolim, that follows the opinion of Rav Meir. Ask the Gemara, but that Mishnah, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, says we found an animal. And we have a question, what is the animal? Is it a carbon oila, which is kachim kachim? Or is it a carbon shlomim, which is a kachim kalim? Ask the Gemara, aim of the Shamabai the Rameya. Where did Rameya say that mila is possible, deliberate, and it loses its status for Hegdish? The kachim kachim, the kachim kalim, mishamitle. Perhaps by kachim kalim, mila is impossible. So Rishonim try to understand, why would the Gemara even have a Havamina? The Maskana isn't this way, but why would we have to understand a Havamina of the Gemara also? Why would the Gemara assume that we treat Kachin Kalim more stringently than Kachin Kachin? That Kachin Kachin can lose their status of Hegdish when I'm moiling them. Kachin Kalim not. Wouldn't we say just the opposite? So I saw three explanations in Rishonim. One is, the Kachin Kalim, when we learn Sachta Milim, it's a Shem, we'll learn this, have much smaller window when the subject to Mi'ila versus Kachi Kachim. So we see that Kachi Kachim are more susceptible to Mi'ila than Kachim Kal. It's one explanation. Another explanation, which is really a deeper explanation of the first Pshat, is as follows. Kachi Kachim belong completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachi Kalim, there's a partnership. Part belongs to the Mizbeach, but part belongs to the owners. So the Gemara is suggesting that where do we say Mila, something that belongs solely to the Mizbeach, solely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Kachim Kachim. However, Kachim Kalim, since there's human ownership in it, it shouldn't be subject to Kachim to Mila. A third shot is as follows. What does Mila mean? What is the Aveira Mila? The Aveira Mila is that you mezazel the Kachim. You took something that's Kaidish and you profaned it. You use it for your own use. So something that's Kachi Kachim, there's a concept of Zilzal. How do you take something that's so holy and use it for yourself? Kachi Kalim, which is not that holy in the first place, perhaps the whole concept of Me'ila doesn't apply to it. Says the Gemara, Omle Ehum Rabbonin, the react to Shmei, Kavachaymer. It doesn't make any sense. Kachi Kachim is Kalim. If something that is so holy to lose its status of Hegdish, certainly Kachim Kalim loy Kolshkei, it manami, Amar Chama Bar Kiva, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yomeya, Hegdish, this is Rameya's opinion, B'mezid Mischal, Mi'ila is possible by Be'ezid, B'shagig E Mischal, not B'shagig, Echid Kodesh, and when he says it, Echid Kachim Kachim, Vechid Kachim Kalim, and why do I say that applies both by Kachi Kachim by Kachi Kalim? Because I say to Kavachoymer, if by Kachi Kachim Mitzchalim it can lose its status for Hegdish, certainly Kachim Kalim like Kalshke. So what we're up to now is Reb Oshia explaining that Mishnah Masech the Shkolim, that it's following the opinion of Rameya, and therefore when a person finds that animal that we assume is a carbon, he could deliberately go and do a favor for the person who lost it and transfer off the Hegdish, and it will work because it follows the opinion of Rameya. And by extension, we now have a question that we have a Stam Mishnah that follows the opinion of Rameya. However, Nada Gemara finally is able to refute Rabbi Oshia's opinion. Tabe Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand Rabbi Oshia's explanation. The halacha is that an animal that's a tamim, that's not about mum, as I said before, has Kedushas Aguf, and there's an Aveira to redeem it. So, now the question is like this. Yes, you lost the animal. I found the animal. And what's the Mishnah suggesting that I should do? I should go redeem it. But I'm doing an Aveira. Do we tell a person to do an Aveira, Bishvil Shatiska, to do you a favor? So how can we explain that Mishnah that way? Even though the Mepharshim say that we do find, the Gemara says, I think, Masech Shabbos, Masech Baba Basra, Nichalei Lechaver, a Chaver, Talmud Chacham, is willing, Lava Aveira Zuta, to transgress a small Aveira, to save his friend, to save his colleague, Damoritz, from doing a big Aveira. So we see this concept, so maybe that's Pshat here too. So Mepharshim explained, where do we say the concept of Nichalei? When I had something to do, assuming that I'm a Chaver, and you doing an Aveira. So there, Chazal say that I should do a small Aveira to prevent you from doing a big Aveira. But here, the person who finds this carbon, he had nothing to do with the carbon being lost. So why should he do any Aveira? The Aveira here being that I redeem an animal that's a Tomin to save you. So how could that be shot in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara Elam Rabbi Yochanan, you have to understand the Mishnah entirely differently. This animal that's found, we wait till it becomes a bamum, and then maisi shtei behemus, then I found the animal, bring two animals, or masna. And I make the following stipulation. If it was an oila, so it should transfer onto this animal. If it was a shlom, it should transfer on this animal. And the animal, the carbon that it wasn't, I'm bringing as an adava. So now, to round out our situation, so it has nothing to do with Rameyah. Because now that it became Balmum, and I'm transferring the Hegdish, everybody's allowed to do that. So we don't have to rely on Rameyah's opinion. So as far as our shear is concerned, we finished the sugya. The Gemara attempted to find, to assume, that that Mishnah in the Masechet Shkolim was following the opinion of Rameyah. Now we've explained that that Mishnah has nothing to do with the opinion of Rameyah. The Mishnah is saying that we find the animal, we wait for it to become Bamum, and then I bring two animals and do you a favor. So as far as our sugya, we're finished. But what's going to happen for the rest of the shir, Beis Hashem Yisbarach? Since we quoted the Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim, the Gemara now is going to work and try to understand that Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Amamar, Zecharim Oilus. If we found a nail, so as we learned, we have to be concerned that perhaps it's an oila, perhaps it's a shlom. But ask the Gemara, there's one more possibility. Dilma Taidahi. Maybe it's a carbon taida. So the Gemara, you're right. That's a real concern. And therefore the Maisa Nami Taida. We have to bring also carbon taida. Ask the Gemara, Vaboy Lecha. But you have to bring 40 chalas along with every carbon taida. 10 of 4 different types. One of each is given to the kohen, and 9 are kept by the owner. So the Gemara, the Maisa Nami Lecha. So now what we're up to is that when you find a zachar, you actually have to bring 3 animals. And say, if it's an oila, wait till it becomes bamum, as we just learned. If it's an oila, this should be an oila, and the other two animals should be shlomim and taida, and so around and around. Ask Taisus, well, I have to bring 3 animals. Maybe bring 2 animals. And one animal say, if this was an oila, this should be an oila in its place. And if this was a shlomim, and if it's not a shlomim and the taida are very similar. So what I have to bring 3, I should bring 1 animal, and that one animal I say either it's a shlomim or it's a taida. Because Taisus goes on to explain, I the halach is that a shlomim can only be eaten for 2 days, and a taida can be eaten for 2 days or 1 night. A taida can be eaten 1 day and 1 night. So Taisus proves from our Gemara, I'll show it to you later, that that's not a concern. So why can't we bring 2 animals? Why do we have to go bring 3 animals? So Taisus explains, a shlomim doesn't have this din of chalas. A taida have the din of chalas. I can't bring chalas without an animal. So to say that this animal should be a shlomim and I'm bringing chalas, I'd have a real problem. Because if it's a shlomim, how do I bring the chalas? You can't bring the chalas without the animal. So I have to bring 2 animals and say one of them is a taida. And since one of them is a taida, and a taida you can donate, the chalas are coming. Either it was really a taida, so I'm transferring it onto this. And if it wasn't, I'm bringing a taida as an adava with the attendant chalas. But you can't bring chalas with shlomim. That's Taisus' answer. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma Oshim he, but maybe this animal that I found, the Zohar, is a carbon Oshim. So Taisus again asked the question, So why can't you use the same animal as an Oshem and a Shlomim and make the stipulation? If it's an Oshem, fine. If it's a Shlomim, fine. And again, the fact that Oshem you can only eat one day and one night, and a Shlomim that you can eat 2 days and one night, we've already said is not a point. So Tysus answers that a Shlomim requires Nesachim. An Oshem doesn't require Nesachim. So I can't say that this animal is either or. Because if it's a Shlomim, I need Nesachim. If it's Oshem, I'm not allowed to bring the Sachem, so I have to bring three separate animals. Says the Gemara, I don't have to be concerned it's an Oshem. Because an Oshem, ben shtei shanim. The animal that's used as a carbon Oshem has to be an animal in its second year. The animal that was found, the shtakach, the animal that was found, ben shana, was an animal in its first year. Ask the Gemara, yes, your regular carbon Oshem can't be, has to be an animal in its second year. And again, what we have to understand in this Gemara is the Gemara can't suggest, so bring a carbon Oshem. That won't work. Because a Shlomim, I can be Menadev. An Oil, I can be Menadev. A Tide, I can be Menadev. Oshem, you can only bring if you have to bring it. You can't donate an Oshem. Says the Gemara, V'dim Hashem Mitzayri V'Hashem Nazir. Maybe it's an Hashem Mitzayri or Hashem Nazir, that the animals that I brought as an Hashem Mitzayri or Hashem Nazir, animals in the first year. Says the Gemara, there's no reason to be concerned for that, because lo shchichi. The situation that one would be bringing an Hashem Mitzayra, Hashem Nazir, are highly unlikely, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that that's what this animal is. Why? Hashem Mitzayra is brought by a Mitzayra. The situation that there should be a Jew who is declared a Mitzayra is highly unlikely. Because as we learned many times, that Lach is a Mitzayra, there's so many details, there's a myriad of details till somebody's declared as a Mitzayra, and it's highly unlikely that he's going to be a Mitzayra. As far as a Nazir is concerned, who brings him Ashim Nazir? A Nazir, a person who made himself a Nazir and became Tameh. Usually a person who made himself a Nazir is going to be careful not to become Tameh. So again, the chance that this is an Ashim Nazir is highly unlikely. Says the Gemara, but we have another concern. The Dilma Pesach, who? Maybe it's a Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Pesach bezmanoi mizizahiribi. People are careful to watch the Karban Pesach when they're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. And Mefarshim say that what is the time that is considered Pesach bezmanoi? Pesach bezmanoi is up to Pesach Shevi. Because since the halacha is that if somebody, for whatever reason, could not bring his Pesach Rishon, he brings a Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Bezmanoi goes until Pesach Sheni. It begins from before Pesach. How much before? I didn't say anybody should mention it. B'shloi Bezmanoi. And after that Zman, Shlomohu. So it's the same as a Shlomim. So we already took into consideration that Bimi Shlomim. Ask Tysus and all the Rishonim, they ask an obvious question. Till Zmanoi, I don't have to worry, says the Gemara, because Mizzi Zahiri Bey. People are careful not to lose the Karban Pesach. And then says, V'shloi Bezmanoi, if it got lost, it's anyway Karban Shlomim. We just said people are careful. So how do we, what are we worried about? So the Rishonim all grapple with this question, and they give a number to it. One teretz is that even though typically a person is careful with his Karban Pesach, but sometimes the animal gets sick. And then, so what does the person do? He designates another animal. And he's no longer careful with the first animal because he's relying on the second animal. That's the case. That's what the Gemara is concerned with. Another case that the Rishonim come up with is, you know, there are nervous people that because they designate an animal for Karban Pesach, they're always worried something's going to happen with the animal that they designated as a Karban Pesach. So right away they designate two animals as a backup, as an insurance. And then they end up only using one. And the second animal is this animal that we're referring to. Or a third explanation, similar, is that let's say I go and I ask you to go buy a Karban Pesach, an animal on my behalf. But then I get nervous and I'm concerned that you're not going to fulfill your job. So I go and I buy my own animal. And this other animal ends up being a Pesach Shlei Bezmanoi. Says the Gemara, V'dilma b'char ma'isa ninu. Why are we not concerned that maybe it's a b'char or ma'isa? Says the Gemara, l'maychel chsa. L'maychlen b'mumen. Hachnami b'mumen m'sachli. And this is what we should explain. The halacha is that an animal that's b'char or ma'isa, if it's an unblemished animal, that animal is brought as a carbon. If it's blemished, what's the din? We eat it. The owner can eat it. So what are we concerned? That this is Bechar or Maisa? We've already established, Tapir Ahmed, Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that we have to wait till this animal becomes a Balmum anyway. So since we have to wait till animal becomes a Balmum anyway, so we have nothing to worry about. If it was a Bechar or Maisa, so I'm bringing it like I bring a Karmen Shlomim. But if it was Bechar Maisa, I'm waiting till it becomes Balmum anyway. If I'm waiting till it becomes Balmum, I can eat it. However, the Rishonim add, the halacha is, the Gemara teaches us Masechet Bechayrus, that a Bechar Maisa, yes, if it becomes Balmum, I don't have to use it as a carbon, I can eat it privately at home. But even though the halacha is I can eat it privately at home, the din is that I have to treat it with great respect. I can't sell it in the butcher shop, I can't just weigh it. So the halacha will be that the animal that's found, that we set on top of the omid, we have to wait until it becomes a bamum. Yes, we wait till it becomes a bamum. And when it becomes a bamum, we redeem it on other animals. But since there's always a concern that it's Bechor Maisa, I'm going to have to give it the same respect we give to Bechor Maisa animals. Now the Gemara continues in analyzing the Mishnah Masechet Shkolim that we began the shiur with. Amamar, Nekevis, if we found a Nekeva, Zifcha Shlomim. So we take another animal and we designate it as a Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, but maybe it's not a Shlomim, maybe it's a Taiga. Dilma Taiga who? Says the Gemara, the Maisa Taiga, you're right. It's not just that I bring another animal. I wait till the first one becomes Balmum and take another, use it as a Shlomim, I have to bring another animal as a Taiga. Ask the Gemara, but if I'm bringing as a Taiga, Vabir and Lechem, so the Gemara, the Baisin Amri Lechem, right, you'll bring along the 40 Chalas that you have to bring for a carbon Taiga. So I saw a very deep Vart from the Machna. He says, if you look in the Gemara, here the Gemara says, the Maisa Taiga. On top of the Gemara, when the Gemara was talking about the Zecharim, the Gemara says, the Maisi Nami Taida. Why did the Gemara use the word here, the Maisi Taida, without the word Nami? And there the Gemara uses the word Nami Taida. So he says a very nice shot. He says, when we find a Zachar, we don't know if the Zachar was an Oil or a Shlomim. So therefore, what did Rabbi Yochanan teach us on top of the Amid? We wait for the original animal that we found to become Balmum, and then we redeem it. And we bring two animals, actually, as we said, we bring three animals. One is an oila, one is a shlomim, and one is a taida. But when we find in the kaver, there's no reason to be concerned that it's an oila, because an oila can't be in the kaver. So there, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree, they don't have to wait for it to become bamum. I can use that very animal as a shlomim. But now the Gemara is saying that even though I use that animal as a shlomim, because it certainly can't be an oila, I still have to bring another animal as a carbon taiga. Ask the Gemara, but there's another concern. The Dilma Chattis he. And I can't, as we said earlier, just bring a third animal as a Chattis, because a Chattis you can't donate. You only bring a Chattis if you did the Naveira. Says the Gemara, Chattis is a Bash Nasa. An animal that's used as a carbon Chattis is an animal in its first year. The Shtakech, and the animal that was found, Bash Teishonim. Is an animal that's in its second year. Says the Gemara, V'dil mechatish avish nosoi. Maybe this was an animal that was originally designated as a karmel chatish, but by the time it was found, it was already past its first year. Says the Gemara, that concern is lo shchiach. Most people who designate an animal as a karmel chatish use it right away as a karmel chatish. They don't let it get older. Ask the Gemara, ishtaka bash nosamai. So says the Gemara, fine. If you found the animal and it's in its second year, there's no reason to be concerned that it's Karmel Chattis. But what will be asked the Gemara if you find the animal and it's in the first year? So you were able to resolve the concern if it's a Shlomim or a Taida by bringing other animals or this animal to use as a Shlomim or Taida. But how are you going to resolve the concern? How are you going to resolve the concern that maybe it's Karmel Chattis? Says the Gemara, you're right. If the animal is indeed an animal in its first year, if it's an animal in its first year, we have to be concerned that it's a chattis. Ask the Gemara, chattis talkadaitach? I can't bring a karmel chattis. You can't bring a karmel chattis unless you're obligated to bring a karmel chattis. The halacha is like it's a chatas that I don't know what to do with. That the halacha is that whenever I have a kamachatas that we don't know what to do with, counsel a keeper, we bring it into a special cell, and we let it die. Why do we bring it to a special place? Because we don't want it to get mixed up with other animals, and then we'll put all the other animals into question what to do with. Ask Tosfos. The Gemara here, when it was talking about Mekavis, that a carbon chattis could come from a Mekava, was concerned if I found the animal in its second year what to do, if I found the animal in its first year what to do. When the Gemara in the previous Gemara was speaking about Tzcharim, and the Gemara said that if it's an animal in the if it's an animal in the first year, I don't have to worry because Arshim is born in the second year. But the Gemara didn't ask, as it asked here, and what is if I found an animal in the second year? Why am I not concerned that it's a Arshim? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. By Achatas, the Gemara spoke about both considerations. What is if I found the animal when it's in its first year? What is if I found the animal in the second year? By Arshim, the Gemara wasn't concerned, and what is if I find the animal, it's in the second year? Maybe I should be concerned that it's an Arshim. So Tosfos answers, because what is the din when you find an animal that may be an Arshim and it's ready in its second year, or it's in its first year? The halach is, if there's an animal that I can't use as a carbon asham, the halach is yirach yistav, I wait till it becomes a bamum, and I bring an oil with it. So that's what I'm doing here anyway. What do we say when we find a zachar? We wait, Rabbi Yochanan told us in Taparamin, we wait for it to become a bamum, and then you bring an oil. So it's obvious that you're going to do that, so there's no reason for the Gemara to even address it.